Former FBI Director James Comey's testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee yesterday dominates the news. Let's dive into his statements regarding interactions with President Donald Trump and Russian interference in the U.S. election with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Well, Frank, at this point, it's a he said, he said. Let's start with what were attitudes about Comey prior to his testimony yesterday?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it is early. We don't know what the impact's going to be of his testimony, but prior to his testimony, James Comey was not all that popular a person. A couple of different polls showed him basically breaking even, about as many favorables as unfavorable. One poll even had him higher unfavorables than favorables. That's Comey, mind you. We know Trump's unpopular. So coming into this testimony, neither of these two gentlemen, Trump and Comey, were shining knights as far as the average American is concerned.
Perhaps more unpopular, but who was considered more trustworthy?
Well, Comey had a slight edge in one poll I looked at. Washington Post, ABC News, just prior to the testimony, asked Americans about how much trust you have in what they're going to say about Trump and Comey. And Comey edged out Trump, but neither had any numbers to write home about. It was just 36% who were on the positive side, I'll trust Comey, and 21% on the positive side, I'll trust what Trump has to say on the issue. Both individuals had a majority of people who said they were inclined not to trust what they say. So that's where we were coming into the testimony. I would give Comey an edge, but certainly not an overwhelming edge.
Let's park Comey Trump aside. How about the broader issue of Russian interference in the presidential elections? Is that beyond dispute in the American mind?
I think so. I've looked at a variety of polls which have asked about that, and most of them say that Americans overwhelmingly are concerned about it. They think it's very important, the fact that the Russians were interfering or allegedly interfering, and it needs to be looked into. So everything that I see about public opinion on Russia in the election suggests that the public accepts that as a fait accompli and thinks it's very important.
Also, then, they think it's very important the work that former FBI Director Robert Mueller will be doing as special counsel appointed by the Justice Department.
That's right. Clearly, Americans are going to look to see what comes up with Mueller's report whenever it does come out. And as we've been talking about, I just don't think we know what the impact of this is going to be. It's Trump, of course, says that the testimony by Comey helped him, vindicated him in some ways. Many other interpreters say that it was devastating for Trump. Where the American public stands, we're going to have to wait and see where the dust settles. We know that Trump's approval rating now is coming in at about 37%, hadn't dropped a lot recently, and we'll see where that goes in the week ahead as well.
Frank, also yesterday, the House voted to roll back core aspects of the 2010 Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act. Are Americans paying attention to the alternative they're putting up, the Financial Choice Act?
Probably not in specifics, but we do know that the American public has consistently felt, or at least tilted towards, saying there was too much involvement of government in our general life. Americans clearly are more likely to say there's too much regulation of business and industry than too little, and the banking industry is not held in high esteem by the American public at all. So if you look at all these numbers, you would suggest that the public probably would tilt towards saying maybe it would be good to pull back some on the regulation of the banking industry.
Though I'm looking at some of the aspects of the proposal, it would weaken the powers of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and eliminate the Labor Department's fiduciary rule, requiring brokers to act in the best interest of their clients. I can't imagine that would resonate with public regard.
Well, you may be right. We, of course, and I don't think that any pollsters have really gotten into the highly detailed specifics like you just enumerated there, but probably the American public would be in favor of some of those things, but they haven't been tested at that level, to my knowledge.
Lastly, I understand Gallup has new polling on, well, let's call it, the grass is greener.
14%. That's the number, Dave, of world citizens, based on all the people we've interviewed in countries around the world, over 150 countries. 14% say that they would, if they could, move to another country. If they had the opportunity to, they would migrate. And that number has not changed dramatically over time. It's been about the same. You go to sub-Saharan Africa, we have 31% of residents that we interviewed in sub-Saharan Africa who say they would like to move. And if we get into specific countries, Sierra Leone is at the top of the list. 62% of residents, and we interviewed them in Sierra Leone, so they would like to move. Same thing for some other countries like Haiti and Albania and Liberia and Congo and Dominican Republic. Those are the countries where half or more of the residents would move if they could.
For all those aforementioned countries, is the United States the number one destiny of choice?
That's right. And at this time, when there's so many troubles that we're talking about and so many criticisms of what we're doing, keep in mind that the U.S. still remains a shining beacon for many citizens of the world. 21% of the people I were talking about who said they would move if they could say they would want to move to the U.S., and that's far and away more than any other country in the world. Next behind the U.S. is Germany and then Canada, but that's only at 6 and 5% as countries where people would want to move. So despite all the criticism, the United States is still the place where people around the world who want to get away from where they're living would like to come to.
I'm curious, does Gallup have numbers on the percentage of Americans who are contemplating leaving the United States?
We do, 10%. So that's below average, and that hadn't changed. That's been the same over the last decade, decade and a half. I was looking at the numbers just recently. About 10% of Americans we interviewed said if they had the chance, they would move to another country. But that's low. That's about the same as European Union countries and others like that.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.